It's Monday, the 22nd of April, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled The Center Parcs April Challenge, Let's Get Growing. They're an optimistic bunch, the Center Parcs PR team. When I became a member of the TOTS 100 Center Parcs blogger family earlier this year, they warned me that I'd need to participate in some of their monthly challenges. Now don't worry, they said. They'll be fun, they said. Nothing too taxing, just stuff you'd be doing anyway. To be fair, the subjects haven't been that bad so far. We've shared our favourite pancake recipes when we talked about Pancake Day. And we had a good excuse to get creative with chocolate and make some chocolate lollies. So yeah, quite fun, not too taxing. However, this month, it's all changed. This month, a little envelope dropped through my front door, and inside the little envelope was a little packet of sunflower seeds. Apparently, the April challenge is to get growing. It's finally starting to feel like spring at last, and now is the time to start planting seeds, apparently. There's just one problem. I don't do gardening. It's one area where I am a disappointment to my mother. She's a really, really keen gardener. She spends hours in her garden or down at the allotment. She's got Latin names that she can just rattle off the top of her head. She knows exactly how to look after everything, exactly what conditions everything needs to grow in. She's designed beautiful gardens for every house she's lived in since I was born. And unfortunately, despite great effort on her part, I've neither inherited nor her green fingers nor been able to learn the arcane art of gardening off her. I kill every indoor plant that I come into contact with the exception of spider plants. I don't know what their Latin name is, sorry. spider plants, which breed prolifically, and I generally manage to breed more than I kill, so I always have several on the go, or at least I did until we got the cats, and then the cats started eating them, so I had to get rid of the last remaining ones. I can't tell the difference between plants and weeds in the garden. I kill both with impunity. The only thing I've actually been vaguely successful with in the past is cutting the grass. At least that was until I had an unfortunate incident with a frog shortly after we'd moved into this current house that has a frog pond. Don't ask me to talk about it. It's still very traumatic to think about. But since then, I've paid somebody else to cut my grass because I don't even want to do that. I've tried growing cress with the geek daughter, but every time we've tried, it's died before we could eat it. Even the time she brought some home that was almost fully grown from nursery, it still died. We did have a go at planting sunflower seeds last year. My mum helped a lot, and we managed to persuade about half of the seeds that we planted into little pots in the house, and half of them grew vaguely reasonably. But when it came to plant them outside, my mum took one look at them and went, you know what, they're probably not healthy enough to survive outside. And at this point, she revealed that she'd also been growing some sunflower plants at home just in case mine didn't work out. So we planted hers in her garden. They grew beautifully, obviously. So, yeah, thank you, Center Parcs, for the sunflower seeds. I'm going to do the only sensible thing I can do in this situation. I'm going to give them to my mother and see if I can persuade her to grow them for me. The Center Parcs team are still looking for bloggers to join the family. If you join in with this month's challenge, you could win yourself a spot. You do need to be a blogger to enter. All details available on the TOTS 100 website. There's a link in the written blog post version of this blog post. But it does close at the end of this month. But that's okay, because next month there'll be another fun challenge. Oh, I can't wait. But there we go. Anyway, yes, just to be totally honest and upfront about the whole thing, I'm a member of the Center Parcs Family Blogger Club. Over the course of this year, I'll be sharing a few of our attempts to join in with the monthly challenges being set, and I will also receive a complimentary short break at a Center Parcs later this year. And in case it wasn't abundantly clear, they sent me the sunflower seeds as well. Okay. Thanks very much for listening. You can find more audio versions of my blog at audioboo.fm/geekmummy. And as I said before, the actual original written blog is at www.geekmummy.com.